A new experimental theater company hits the stage in Boston for the first time tonight. Its mission? To fill a hole its founders see in the local theater scene. The Performance Lab is creating edgy theatrical events for mainstream venues. First up is a punk fairy tale called Le Cabaret Grimm at the Boston Center for the Arts. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the brains behind the lab has had to negotiate the twists and turns that darken all fairy tales.
The economy's so bad. This was just like such a dumb idea. And I just like, what idiot thought of this?
Well, actually, he did. But Jason Slavik is no idiot. The Performance Lab artistic director has had a long career in Boston, doing mainly literary theater. About 2 years ago, though, Slavik became obsessed with creating something different for this city, something made here, with a mishmash of arts, everything from voguing to puppetry.
And then when you're going to open your wings in unison, you want to have that sense. So go, ready, and whoop.
At a recent rehearsal, Slavik works with his young cast. He's had to scramble for funding and a major venue to stage Le Cabaret Grimm, his new company's calling card.
Today is the first time with the band, with dance, with everything all together. It's probably going to be a total train wreck.
So far, so good. Although Slavik admits he's primed to expect disaster because he's met with a slew of setbacks along the way.
There are so many different parts involved. There's a mask artist who's coming in with his thing, and the masks all have to work together and be right and be finished, and the actors have to have time to work with them. And then there's a variety of these props and puppets. One of the really involved ones didn't come out in a usable way.
That would be the clunky conjoined twin puppet that's a central character in Slavik's dark fairy tale. It almost caused bodily harm to Allie Tully, the petite actress who has to manipulate it on stage.
There are corners at the bottom of it, so it was so heavy that I would lose control of it, and I was like jumping out of the way of the corners, which wouldn't be good on stage.
What was the word on wings, on dragon wings?
They're
there. Oh, really?
They're not clawed yet.
They're not clawed yet. Are they going to be clawed?
No clawed.
Le Cabaret Grimm isn't the only part of the Performance Lab's mission. I mean, sure, puppets can be edgy, but Slavik is also staging risque pre-show acts he's billing the hubbub.
There's circus arts, and there's burlesque, and there's cabaret. There's all kinds of really fun alternative things going on in the city, but people don't really know about it. It's all in segmented places. And I want the Performance Lab to be a bridge between the mainstream arts community and the mainstream audience and the fringe experimental community in Boston.
You know, in a way, it's bringing highbrow and lowbrow together, but it's also kind of saying, f*** the brow idea. Like,
Johnny Blazes is a vaudevillian performer in Boston and usually works in smaller underground venues. She's emceeing the hubbub, and while she's excited about Slavik's concept, she thinks Boston is too uptight and wonders whether he'll succeed.
He's absolutely confident that he can. He thinks there are a lot of people in Boston who do want to see aggressive theater that's trying new things or new things for the area.
He met with success all along the way. He handled his business well and found great wealth.
Boston area audiences are ready for just this kind of thing, according to Scott Edmiston. He's a longtime Boston theater director and heads the arts office at Brandeis University. Edmiston points to the risks Diane Paulus has taken with the ART's successful productions Sleep No More and The Donkey Show.
I think we're really in the middle of a kind of profound cultural shift in terms of the taste of Boston theater audiences, and I think we're ready for some adventure, and this might be a part of it. This might be the beginning of a new journey.
But unlike those ART shows, which first played in the UK and New York, Slavik's will be completely homegrown.
New York is great, but so we've schlepped in something else from New York. Great, yay New York. I want to go from Boston and say, hey, New York, this is what Boston has to show you.
So that's Jason Slavik's long-term goal for the Performance Lab. Right now, though, he's just rolling with the punches that keep coming at him, even in the 11th hour. In fact, a main actor bowed out just this week. Slavik says he's not worried, though, because there's no point.
It's live theater. You know, you're like, guess that didn't work. Try something else.
A what? A lilting.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Le Cabaret Grimm and The Hubbub open tonight at the Boston Center for the Arts.